Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why we need personal boundaries. Recently, I came across about my problems in relationships, and I found out that the biggest problem was that my girlfriends didn't accept my personal boundaries. A personal boundary define our limits, be it mental, physical, and feelings, emotionally, and our personal boundaries are saying for what we stand for, what is our moralities, what is our ethics, what is important for us. And if we don't have such moralities, then there we are. People with a weak boundaries don't accept other boundaries. Like, for instance, the challenger Angela Merkel, or the president of the USA, Donald Trump. They think to be flexible is the best, to get the most out of every situation. And they don't care for other people. They care only for themselves. For a healthy relationship, we need boundaries, and we have to communicate over them. We respect the other boundaries from the other person, and we communicate about our own boundaries, our own limits. This doesn't mean that we cannot go beyond of our limits. We can do so. But we don't accept that other people are blackmailing us to go over our limits, to leave our moralities. We don't accept that. Because we are independent. And we choose what we do. And we look that we don't depend too much on another person. If we live together with other people, then we look for their boundaries. For instance, if there are some Muslims, we know they don't eat pig meat, and they don't eat or they don't drink alcohol. We accept that. But what is with the other boundaries? Many people don't care for personal boundaries when they don't know it or when they are not in their way. So then we have to say no, definitely no confidently know. And then the problem is solved, most of the case. If not, go. And then we say we need to be selfless to get enlightenment and so on, blah, blah, blah. For what? Maybe we want the approval from other people, or we want to look good, or we don't have the confidence to fight for our wrongness. Every action we do out of our self-interest. Even if it looks totally selfless, it is out of self-interest. It is selfish. For instance, I love to serve God, and it looks selfless, it is selfish. What said Ramakrishna? Ramakrishna said, we can't destroy our ego. So we should make out of our ego a servant of God. That is the answer. What is if our spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, don't accept our boundaries? Everybody wants to have a choice. Nobody likes to be blackmailed. And if I get blackmailed from another person, I think that that person is bad, because a good person will never blackmail any person, even if it's urgently. It's just simple, I decide to go out of the relationship. Very simple thing. Blackmailing is with me not possible, if I lose everything. I stand that I'm independent and not depend on anybody too much. So, fight for your boundaries. We all have an ego, okay? And we can decide for ourselves to become independent and to go beyond of our boundaries. And nobody should decide that for us. Thank you very much that I could speak about that, and bye.